Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Buck Nutters. It is Tuesday, November 5th, 2019. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Buck Nuts Morning 5 and Change. Back on schedule here. If it's Tuesday, that can mean only one thing. Dwayne Long joins us from Columbus. Dwayne, how are you feeling today?
I'm getting pumped, Dan. We're headed to the real interesting part of the year. It's I'm loving it.
The college football reveal for the playoff will be tonight. What order they will be in, Dwayne and I will discuss later on in the show. First, there's always some good recruiting news out there for Ohio State. Thank you, Florida State, for a topic to discuss today. Jalen Knighton chose Tallahassee over Columbus. Now Willie Taggart has driven that program into the ground. He's been fired, and Jalen Knighton has decommitted. Dwayne, a Jalen Knighton update was being penned as we went to record this, so I'm going to leave some details out of this that you can get on the site. Bill Kerlick definitely has the latest on Jalen Knighton right now, so if you're listening to this, you should have already read that. Dwayne, your thoughts on the Jalen Knighton situation, what you would do, et cetera.
Well, I guess that the only thing I can say is I've got mixed feelings on it. I liked what I saw out of him last year. This year, I mean, we've actually seen a game on television that we could all watch. He didn't impress. He's not having a great year. That's just a fact. So you wonder, you know, you look on one side of this and you think, well, you know, maybe they lost a lot of guys, you know, important guys to his success last year. And that you know, he's just doesn't have a team around him anymore. But then you also have to worry about this being another Kareem Walker situation. We all remember that. He committed to Ohio State, then changed his mind and went to Michigan. And he's been nothing. Number one back in the country, and everybody was geeked about that. And he did not have a good senior year, and he's not had a good year since. I don't know where he's at now. I don't even know if he's playing ball anymore. But, you know, you wonder what you got. You got a guy that peaked, or one-year wonder, or, you know, or do you have a guy that just did not have the support around him to be a success? So I don't know. I got mixed feelings about it. I mean, if he's a player that he was last year, I'd more than welcome him. There's another thing that we got to add in here. The Ryan Day system does not have that wing back as a prominent player like it was under Urban Meyer. And that's where Knighton would excel, is giving ball. He's not a running back. He's just not a big enough kid. You know, this isn't a J.K. Dobbins situation, which is a guy who's just not a big back. But he's not small. This kid's small. He's not a kid that could be a running back. And right now we're seeing a smaller back trying to make something happen at Ohio State with McCall. It's just not happening. He needs to be out in space, and that's what I see with Knighton. So I go back to my original statement. I got mixed feelings about whether this is a good thing or a bad thing, or whether it'll happen at all. You know, maybe we seem to not have been interested since, you know, players commit to other schools before and we stay on them. Which I don't know if the Bijan Robinson situation, I don't know what's going to happen with that. Seems like that commitment to Texas is kind of shaky, and I don't think he wants to go to Texas. I think his family wants to go to Texas. He wants to come here, so we'll see what happens with that, too. So, you know, but we stayed on him. I don't know if we had with Knighton, so we'll see. You know, maybe we're just talking about something that is not going to materialize. Maybe we are. We'll see.
As I said, make sure to check the site right now for Bill Curlick's latest on Jalen Knighton. Knighton is expected to visit Florida this coming weekend, and we'll see what his visit plans are going to be after that. The other major recruiting news as it pertains to Ohio State was an offer to another quarterback. As we know, Jack Miller from Arizona already in the class. C.J. Stroud from Rancho Cucamonga in California has an offer. Ohio State has now offered Jaden Delora from Honolulu, St. Louis. If you recognize that school's name, you should. It's a football powerhouse. Delora, 6'1", 190 pounds, wasn't the most highly coveted prospect. Mike Yurcich went out to see him and offered. USC recently saw him in person and offered. It sounds like he's an emerging player in the class. Your thoughts on the offer and the player?
I think you got to look at the timing. I don't believe that these things don't happen for a reason. Just like when it was Stroud, who I prefer, he just, you know, it seemed like it was just a matter of time before he committed. Well, he hasn't committed. And there has been a rumor running out there. And it's not, you know, fan board stuff that too many people pay attention to. It's, a guy in the business. And he thinks that we're not in, he threw it out there, that we're not in as good a shape as we think we are with him. And then all of a sudden, here comes an offer out of the blue. What's going on? I got to look at the timeline and say, we're not so sure about Stroud. And we got to have another quarterback, Dan. We got to have another quarterback. So that's what it looks like. The I looked at film of him yesterday after I heard about the offer, and he's impressive. He's a good-looking kid. Hawaii is off the beaten path. These guys, I don't know how many of them are coming to camps and combines to be seen. You know, the level of competition is not that great, even though the team may be a powerhouse against who. You know, so not knowing that, I can't imagine these guys are, the Hawaii schools are coming to the mainland on a regular basis. So, you know, we don't know what we got, but he's got a good arm. He's really mobile. I was impressed with what I saw. And, you know, if we can't get Stroud, he'd be a nice fallback. But Stroud should be the focus. If we can get him, I mean, as much as I love Jack Miller, I'm not going to be surprised if Stroud really pushes him for the starting job here when Fields is done. He's that good. This kid, less of a challenge, Jack Miller, but let's hope we get Stroud. And if we don't, be happy with getting a kid with a nice arm and good mobility that, you know, we at least know this. Coming out of that high school, he's been trained well. He's been coached up. That's definitely a positive. Whether his level of competition is any good, that's another matter.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and be back to talk playoffs.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And we're back tonight at 9 p.m. on ESPN, the first playoff reveal. Give me your top four as we head for the evening.
It's changed based on Oklahoma. My top four was Ohio State, Alabama, LSU, Oklahoma. That was my four. Well, Oklahoma was soundly beaten. The defense had been looking pretty good. You know, over the years we've said, I don't know about the defense and whether it's really needed in that conference. You know, they fell apart. They just got hammered. So they're out. So mine has changed. I'm going to go with Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, and Clemson. Now, obviously, that is going to change after Saturday with Alabama and LSU running head-to-head. And it's going to get real interesting. That's what I said when we started the show. I'm really excited about where we are right now because all those SEC teams that are bunched up there, they're all going to be playing each other. So I just don't know how you can get two SEC teams in. What I've noticed is it seems like everybody except the SEC schools are saying with only four going in, no conference should get two. No. So, well, they're playing head-to-head here late in the year. That really matters because, you know, the polls have always been a rolling, revolving thing. You lose, you drop. So we'll see what happens. Is anybody playing well enough that, let's say, Alabama and LSU have a bang-up game and both of them look like top five teams in the country and nobody's really stepping up? You know, you had Notre Dame. Look what happened to them. They've been beaten by Georgia in a tight game. It was pretty boring, actually. And Michigan just hammered them Saturday. Just hammered them. So they can't rotate back up there. I mean, Utah's in the top 10. Utah's going to, you know, people start losing. Utah's a challenge to the playoffs. That nothing would say more that we need more teams. Some people say eight. I say six. But, you know, we got to get a couple more teams in here, Dan. That would be, you could, with six, you could take the champion of the Power Five conference and then have a wild card, a second team from a Power Five, or go off the board for a Notre Dame or something like that. But that's my top four now, and it's going to change after Saturday probably.
The scenario I'm going to be interested in, let's say Ohio State goes undefeated. Penn State loses at Ohio State in a super close game. Let's say LSU goes undefeated and Alabama loses in a super close game. So Ohio State and LSU finish, you know, 1-2, and then you've got two other teams where their only losses are to 1-2. I think that would be really interesting. The good thing is Ohio State's going to be in the mix. Tonight I think there'll be one or two. My guess is two. I hope one. I don't think it really matters. We appreciate Dwayne stopping by. Make sure to get over to the site right now and read Bill Kerlick's update on Jalen Knighton. And if you're a premium subscriber and haven't taken advantage of the new benefit of CBS All Access, please go do so. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.